With anti-US messaging on billboards and in headlines on Iranian newspapers, tensions are simmering amid threats of a US attack on Iran. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump again renewed his warnings, referring to a U.S. naval strike group that is now in Middle East waters. Trump said the fleet was larger than one sent to Venezuela before the kidnapping of that country's president. He called on Iran to negotiate a, quote, fair and equitable deal, mentioning no nuclear weapons. Trump suggested that if there was no response, the next attack would be far worse than last year's U.S. strikes on Iran under Operation Midnight Hammer. The Iranian mission to the United Nations hit out at the threat on social media, saying Iran stands ready for dialogue based on mutual respect and interests, but if pushed, it will defend itself and respond like never before. Speaking at the UN later, China warned against what it called military adventurism in Iran. Earlier this month, Trump pulled back from threats of military action over Tehran's deadly crackdown against anti-government demonstrations, claiming the regime had reversed a decision to hang hundreds of protesters and amid pleas from Gulf nations to de-escalate. Last week, though, Washington said it was sending a massive fleet to the region just in case. Analysts say U.S. options include strikes on military facilities or targeted hits against the leadership under Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a full-scale bid to bring down the regime. Meanwhile, in Europe, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said Wednesday that the Iranian government's days were numbered. The EU is expected to sign off on a first volley of sanctions over the deadly crackdown this Thursday. There are also discussions to add Iran's Revolutionary Guards to the bloc's terrorist list.